Drama on One.
Sundays at 8 p.m.
rte.ie/drama on one.
Drama on One.
Hello, I'm Robin Eames, formerly Church of Ireland Archbishop of Armagh, and we're talking about Macbeth and genocide. The use that Shakespeare makes of genocide in Macbeth, the use of murder on a widespread basis to gain political ends, finds some startling parallels in history through the ages and in our world today. For example, I think of Rwanda in particular as a very clear example, although there are many, many other instances of murder being used as strategy to attain political goals. Rwanda stands out in our minds for a number of reasons. The murder took place on such a massive scale. The attempt to remove people because of their ethnic and political associations was so clearly defined on the basis of belonging to Hutu or Tutsi groups, the two tribally defined groups in that conflict. The Rwanda situation was huge in human terms, almost unbelievable. This was no subtle, hidden, anonymous series of carefully planned assassinations. It was rather an extensive, systematic attempt to remove an entire group of people using the most hideous, brutal physical means available. For me, that situation in Rwanda put up a challenge to all of us. That challenge is surely this: to live up to our responsibility as individuals and as members of society to ensure we work for justice, social equality, and human rights. At least, for me, that's what I find as I read Macbeth.
Drama on One.
Sundays at 8 p.m.
rte.ie/drama on one.
Drama on One.